You know, facing off with the enemy can be exciting at times, especially if you have the truth and you know you have the truth. But you just have to remember that facing off with any enemy is actually like a conversation. It's like communion. They want you to face off with them because it's a communion with devils, really. They don't care if it's fighting, arguing, being a friend, being an enemy, or whatever. They don't care. The demons don't care. They just want you to acknowledge they exist because they're dead, you know? They're dead in trespasses and sins. They're dead. Their soul is dead. And they've got to have a fight to feel alive. They've got to have some kind of fight to feel alive because they're dead. Think about it. It's actually the Jezebel spirit. And that Jezebel spirit is true for all of them because they're all the same. I remember, I was thinking about it this morning. I was remember dating somebody. She was older than me, but she, one time I realized she was just, she wasn't right. She wasn't going to get right. So I said, I'm done. In my mind, I said, I'm done. She kept playing these games, trying to play games. She said, I want a Renaissance man. I thought, what in the world? What are you talking about? Stupid. And so it came to my mind. I looked it up. I thought, she said, I want a Renaissance man. So I looked it up. And it's just a humanist. It's just another word for humanism and man being the center of, man is the center of all things, you know. Man's art, man's science, mankind's. She wanted somebody who was a ecumenical humanist, whatever, and believed that she could change me. I think she believed she could change me. Isn't that true for all of them? Whether it's a false doctrine or somebody you're talking to, they want to make a copy of themselves. They really do. Instead of making a copy of Jesus, they want to make you a copy of them. Doesn't matter who it is. A job, a government, a cult, an ism. You join up some ism, some party, join up some political party. They want you to be a copy of them. They want you to believe like them. It's like a hive mind in itself. Even if it is conservative, it's still, they want to make a copy. But the true copy is Jesus. You want to be like Jesus. And most people never wake up to this box, a box within a box within a box. You escape one box and you run around to look for you find another box and you run from that, you find another box. Some people leave the Baptist, go Methodist. Then they go to the Methodist, then they don't like that, go to the Mormons. They're trying to find answers. Instead of them going directly to God, they're looking for some human to give them an answer. You crack open the Bible and you rightly divide it and God will reveal the truth to you, you know. It's so easy that we miss it, because if you go directly to God, he'll reveal the truth. You know, but other believers, iron sharpens iron. You can learn from other believers, you know. One of the greatest preacher that I've ever heard in my lifetime was Adrian Rogers. I could never find any false doctrine with Adrian Rogers. Spoke the truth right down the line, you know. And I listened to a lot of them. Second in line would be Charles Stanley when he was younger. And if you listen to a lot of these preachers when they're younger, they stay on the truth. But then as they get older, they get into ecumenical stuff, you know. It's sad. It's faith alone and Jesus alone, period. Can't add to it. Can't subtract from it. That is the secret. And if there's somebody new that listens to this, and there usually is, you might say, well, how can it be faith alone? Because mankind is not the standard. Mankind is not the measure of all things. Jesus is the standard, the measure. So to appropriate that, to step into that, you have to do it by faith, because it was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It has to be by faith, because it was before time. It was before you were born. It was before the world was created. And you know it's faith, because if you look around at the grass, at the dirt, at the trees, at the concrete, as the sky, the clouds, it's nothing but a repeat. If you get up every day and you look at the sky, it's the same sky. It's the same dirt. It's the same water. It's the same repeat every day. And it has to be, because you wouldn't be able to function if it changed. And the fact that the same dirt was there yesterday as it is today tells you it's a simulation. And so God created this simulation to push out copies. If you watch the movie The Eternals, it showed this eternal being birthed through the earth, and the so-called ambassadors for the Eternals saw it. They got mad, and they said, you're going to kill all the humans to birth an eternal. On the one hand, when you watch a movie, you can see the types, but you can also see the anti-types. Right now I'm talking about a type. And so the type is that God is using the earth plane to birth in sons of God through a metamorphosis that's spiritual, but God uses the pain in the natural to push you to cry out to God, to himself, you know. There's a verse in Galatians that says, now that you have known God, or rather known of God, so it's really not you knowing, it's God knowing you. You can't know God in your own power. But God knows you. God draws you. He sees you. He pulls you into truth. And so you got a lot of agents in the world trying to pull you into lies. But God is powerful. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So as God is pulling you to truth, all these agents try to pull you back to the hive, you know, back to the Babylonian cube, 666 Borg hive mind, the flesh mind. They want you to worship yourself, because they worship themselves. They want to worship mankind. Be their own God. Be their own goddess. And if you really break it down to the root, it's actually feminine to worship yourself. It's the natural plane, the natural man. It's all about feelings. You know, it takes to stand on truth is not based on feelings. And so when you let feelings override the truth, that's socialism, right? That's the female side of the equation. Don't let your emotions override truth. That's what they're trying to do. Turn you into an emotional basket case. Sound doctrine sets you upright. Emotions keep you in the Draco Ma drama system, the sine wave, the sin wave, up and down, up and down. Your emotions are not truth. Now, it's okay to have good emotions based on doctrine, you know, praise God from whom all blood. Have positive emotions based on sound doctrine, you know. But the truth is the truth is the truth, and your feelings don't matter. And so God is outside of this sine wave system, this up and down emotional basket case system that we're in. But he's using this sine wave to push out copies, so just like the Eternals movie. God is pushing out copies. And so those copies have to walk in truth, not in emotions, not in lies. Emotions will lie to you. That's why the false doctrine people are full of emotions instead of truth, because they're liars. They're lying to themselves. And that's why she wanted a Renaissance man. She's going by some kind of emotional. Her bad experiences. She wanted to come up with some word that really she didn't even understand. And then it was like, it's just the same old game, just a different face. It's a painted face. It's just the same game, just a painted face. It actually made no sense. The same repeat, just over and over and over. You're in a Genesis 3 repeat. The same battles in Genesis 3 is happening right now where you're at.